As we begin the reading, it's always good to pray the Holy Spirit and to ask him to speak to you something specifically, because he may say something to you different than what I say to you today. So make sure you listen to this word as his holy word speaking to you directly. What is he trying to say to you today? The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I hear the whisperings of many. Terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who are my friends and are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped. Then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. For he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praise be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from all my enemies. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. The breakers of death surged round about me. The destroying floods overwhelmed me. The cords of the netherworld enmeshed me. The snares of death overtook me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. And Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, We're not stoning you for the good works, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. And Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, let's go back to the first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Now here, as with Jesus in the Gospel, everybody's against him. You know, they want him gone. They want him dead. They wanted to arrest Jesus. They want to kill and arrest and kill Jeremiah. And they're whispering against him as they're whispering against Jesus. Now, they both could have had a pity party and says, woe is me. You know, it's really bad. Everybody wants me dead. They could have. But that's not what happened. In the first reading, we see that, first of all, Jeremiah says, I am not alone. The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. So in the midst of all the stuff, both of them knew, Jesus said, the Father and I are one, that they are not alone. That God is a champion that fights for them. And so when they hear that, they have hope. And one of the ways they have hope in Jesus and humanity and the full humanness of Jeremiah, it ends, the first reading ends with what? Jeremiah praising God. What does that mean for us? That we too are called to praise God, no matter the circumstance, right? Here it begins, or ends, the first reading. For he sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. And so, again, what I want to encourage you is to start writing things down on what you can praise God for. We talked about this the other day, but like what I do every day, as I have a journal, a bullet journal, and in my bullet journal, I write all my tasks on the left side, but on my right side, the first thing that's there, I have in the morning, and then I have three things I am thankful for. So that every morning in my prayer time, I begin by praising God for at least three things, even in the midst of all this stuff we're into right now. That if you and I just sit there and look at it, we have a lot to feel sorry about, a lot to be afraid of, a lot to feel bad about. But even in this, there's always more to praise God for. There's always more to praise God for. So I encourage you every morning, maybe after this Mass, maybe before this, if you're an earlier riser, just start a list and talk about all the things that you can praise God for. Start with three things every day. Every day you start off with three things. This is what I am thankful for. And not just thankful for you, but thankful to a person, Almighty God. So every day, praise God. Sing to God. And when you praise God and sing to God, you will be lifted up into His presence. I promise. Made sure you know His love today and forever. Amen.